We continue with our COVID-19 coverage with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center in Mountain Home. Joining us this morning, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Chief Nursing Officer Shannon Noctigal, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Ron, we'll start with you, and you can give us those latest numbers around the state.
Well, good morning, Brad. We have tested in the state of Arkansas 19,722 individuals. 18,442 have come back negative, so there are 1,280 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state of Arkansas. Of that 1,280, there are 27 deaths, 77 individuals that are hospitalized, and 29 that are on vents. In Baxter County, there have been 120 tested, 116 have come back negative. So there's 4 positive cases in the county of Baxter. And for the Baxter Regional Health System, we have tested 63 individuals, had 58 negative, and we have 5 pending, so we have 0 positives.
Shannon, as far as you this morning, can you give us an update on the preparation from the COVID-19 task force?
Well, we've been prepared now for 2 or 3 weeks with a master plan, and every single day the COVID-19 task force meets to review our plan for any updates. But we have our rooms ready with negative pressure. We have 41 rooms that are ready for patients, and an additional several rooms for ICU patients as well.
Stephanie, what's the latest update on guidance or testing as far as COVID is concerned?
Well, I'm happy to announce that we now have in-house testing, so this is going to make everyone's life a little bit easier. But unfortunately, still due to limited testing kits that we have, we are still following the CDC's priority for testing and following our same guidelines as far as who we're testing, and then also prioritizing those that we're having to test in-house and those that we're sending out to reference labs. But those that we're testing in-house, we are now seeing a turnaround time of 1 to 2 hours instead of 2 to 3 days.
That is amazing. How did this come about compared to what we were facing a few weeks ago?
This is great news. Like I said, the issues we were having before were that we were having to wait 2 or 3 days to get these back. And so now that we can get them back sooner, we're not having to keep any suspected cases in isolation longer than we have to. And it's really helping with our supplies and staffing.
Still no cases hospitalized at Baxter Regional?
No, sir.
All right. Tobias, I know we talk about the community and what a great job they've done helping out. What's the latest there?
Yeah, Brad, as you know, we've got a great community that just continues to pour out their support for Baxter Regional and really all of healthcare in our county and region. And we just appreciate that. We are still accepting masks. You know, we've got hundreds, if not thousands, of masks come in already, but they're going out the door about as fast as they're coming in. So we are still taking those masks if people are still sewing those. Again, you can leave those in a bag at one of the screening entrances. That's the emergency room entrance or the medical arts entrance. You leave a bag, just put your name on there so that we can send you a thank you note and your address on there, and we really do appreciate those. Also, if people want to get the pattern for that or any of the resources that we have for the coronavirus, they can go to baxterregional.org/coronavirus. And there are links on there from everything to the hotlines that exist, to the patterns for sewing, et cetera, just about everything. As we try to keep everything in one place. And also just to remind people, and it was spoke about on Friday on the show, but there is going to be a driving prayer chain around the hospital today. And the information that we have is that they're meeting at 9:45 over at the high school in the parking lot. And then at 10 o'clock, they're going to drive, I believe, 7 laps around the hospital in I think they're going to flash their lights and just pour out the support for the healthcare workers. So I want to remind people of that, and we really appreciate it, and it means a lot here to everybody at the hospital. And thanks, Brad.
You bet. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
I just want to remind people that we're going into the last 3 weeks of April, and those 3 weeks are critical. We got to continue to keep the social distancing. The models that are out there, a couple of them, the University of Washington model is showing that we will peak April 25th. So, again, these next 3 weeks are going to be really critical, and want everybody to stay home and don't roam.
One thing we want to mention, too, is just because we hit the peak, It doesn't mean we're out of the woods, does it?
That is a very good point. And there are other models out there, too, that show the peak won't be till June 1st. But the peak means that it starts to slow down, so you're still going down, and so you're not out of the woods yet.
Definitely.
And I wanted to mention, too, that every day we go without a positive case in the hospital is a good day for us, because there's been so much we've learned about this virus and treating this virus since it began. And so the longer we go without a positive case, the better we'll be able to treat these patients based on what science has taught us so far.
That is good news. Now, we're going to talk again Wednesday, correct?
That is correct.
All right, guys, appreciate the time this morning.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Brad.
All right, Ron Peterson, Shannon Noctegal, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.